Hi, and thanks for tuning in again to my podcast. On this show, I'm going to examine the origins of three expressions used to describe people based on their behavior, more specifically the time they go to bed and wake up in the morning, and their habits related to spending money, or rather not wanting to spend money. Yeah. Here's the first one. Night owl. A night owl, as I'm sure you know, is a person who hates getting up early and who loves to stay up late at night doing things. So, how did this term come into being? Interestingly, as phrases.org.uk tells me, the word night owl, spelt as all one word, used to be a synonym for owl, like the same thing. Sure, you know, that makes sense. Most owls are active at night and sleep during the day. Apparently, the term has been used since 1581, according to that website and the Oxford English Dictionary. Phrases.org.uk notes that also during the 16th century, the term night owl began to be used to refer to people, not just animals, and mentions that the great William Shakespeare used it in a poem from 1594. Now, the second expression about people I want to talk about is the opposite of a night owl. It's early bird. Rather than stay up late and sleep in the next day, an early bird likes to go to bed early and get up early, of course, hence early bird. An early bird can also be used to mean people who arrive early somewhere, like at a party, a movie, or an appointment of some kind. Yeah, be careful about being an early bird at a party. The host might still be trying to clean up as you arrive. Or is that just me? Anyway, there are also early bird specials. That is, cheaper prices, the specials, for people who buy tickets or products or services before a particular deadline. Yeah, that's good, right? There seems to be a lot of agreement on where this phrase comes from. The several websites I checked all say that it is a shortened version of the phrase, "the early bird catches the worm." This is a proverb from the 17th century that means people who are first or who begin something before others are usually the most successful. They get the worm. As a proverb, it's meant to give advice to people. As in, don't wait. It's better to get an early start on something. Yeah, but who wants a worm anyway? Yuck! Oh, I guess the worm stands for something else, doesn't it? Success, for example. Or that TV that you bought at the store because you were first. Now, according to various websites, including a blog from Missouri State University, the proverb, "the early bird catches the worm," first appeared in a book of proverbs by William Camden in 1605. Camden was an author and historian who wrote a comprehensive history of Great Britain and Ireland and charting the geography. Apparently, he also wrote about the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. Okay, now here is the final expression of this episode. And this one is not about sleeping habits. It's about spending money, or more precisely, not spending money. The word is tightwad. You don't want to be known as a tightwad. It means you don't want to spend money at all. In other words, you're cheap, stingy, and miserly. They all mean the same thing. Oh, and you can also say someone is tight-fisted or close-fisted. They just don't want to let go of their money. And you can say someone is tight with their money. Dictionary.com says the word began in the U.S. and dates back to between 1895 and 1900 as a combination of the word tight and wad. Wad means something, a mass of something, sometimes rolled up tightly like a bunch of money rolled up, a wad of money. Meanwhile, the Oxford English Dictionary says the earliest evidence for tightwad is from 1906 by the American writer and journalist Sewell Ford. Or is it Sewell? Sewell? Yeah, I should check that up. Anyway, Sewell, if he's got good vision, I guess. See poorly? Let's take a quick look back at the expressions I looked at in this episode. First, there was night owl. an expression used to talk about people who like to stay up late, which goes back to the 16th century. Then there was the opposite, early bird, which comes from a famous proverb from the 17th century. The early bird catches the worm. And finally, I looked at the word tightwad, meaning a stingy person who hates to spend any money at all. Hey, don't look at me. I'm frugal, not cheap. Frugal is a positive way to describe a person who doesn't like to spend too much money. So which one are you, a night owl or an early bird? I know you're not a tightwad. Hey, wait a minute. This is a free podcast, after all. Nah, I'm just kidding. You're just frugal, like me. Hey, thanks for clicking into my podcast, and thanks to Zapsplat.com for the music and the sound effects. And remember, if the phrase fits, use it.